Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The DOD is dishonoring our soldiers. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Biden's defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, sent a letter recently to all DOD or Department of Defense employees, which includes military, civilian, and contractor personnel, quote, strongly encouraging, close quote, them to get the COVID shots and not wait for a mandate. He also indicated that he is asking Biden to waive the requirement of informed consent for the military personnel and ultimately mandate it on our soldiers and those that work with the military personnel by mid-September. Now, these men and women are heroes. In fact, Holly, we've gotten some very articulate requests and emails and communications from some of these people that are in the military. One of them actually indicates that he signed up because of 9/11. 2001.
To protect our country.
To protect our country. Signed up intentionally knowing that he was going to war so that he could protect our country. These people are patriots. They are heroes. They are brave. This person, like others that signed up, they have been deployed multiple times. They have been away from their families months and months. He says, specifically, he says, my childhood was not taken from me. Or my youth was not taken from me, I voluntarily gave it up.
But little did he know he was going to be in the middle of a war without even having to shoot a bullet.
I know. And
this,
you know,
is a war.
He's put his life on the line.
You know, and this is ridiculous that the defense secretary would really strongly encourage the military without looking at the facts. I mean, look at the VAERS data. Since July 30th of this year, more than 500,000 adverse effects, including more than 12,000 deaths. What does that say to you? Is that really what he says, that these COVID-19 shots are really safe and highly effective?
Yeah, he says they're safe.
Seriously?
And highly effective. That's just false.
They're going to protect you and your family? Seriously?
And then you have, you know, the CDC and the Harvard study actually historically have done a search and a survey and research on the VAERS database, and they say whatever you see there is typically less than 1% of actual. And the reason is because there are doctors that I know that they go there and they submit this information along with their busy practice and schedule. They have all these other insurance forms to fill out, and then they get somebody coming in with an adverse reaction or even a death from these shots, and they go into VAERS. Many of them, by the way, don't even know it exists. Mm-hmm. Many in the healthcare industry don't even know it exists. But those that do, and they try to fill it out, they type in all the information correctly, and then it just rejects it. It rejects it for no reason at all.
These numbers are way under...
Reported.
Reported.
Yeah, they're way under reported. They reject it. And then, you know, once you get it rejected and it doesn't accept it for no reason at all, then they don't have any incentive to go back and take time out of their busy practice again because it becomes futile.
Right, but the defense secretary is saying you must get these shots because they will protect your unit, your ship, and your coworkers, and they will ensure we remain the most lethal and ready force in the world.
Well, the CDC just issued a travel warning not to travel to certain countries, and interestingly, the countries that are on the top of the list are the most, quote, vaccinated, close quote, countries on the planet, such as Iceland, such as Israel.
Because people are getting sick after the vaccination.
Well,
right?
They're not only getting adverse reactions because of the vaccination or the shots, but they're also still getting the Delta variant,
mm-hmm.
And it's not protecting them. And that's what Israel and that's what these other nations like the UK and Gibraltar and Iceland and Seychelles and so many other places around the world that have very high numbers of people who got the shot. You would think, well, if it really worked, then those nations should have very low infection rates and very low mortality rates. And the fact is, it's just the opposite. They have very high infection rates and high hospitalization rates and even mortality rates. So it's not protecting them.
Right, but the bottom line is too, these shots cannot be mandatory under the authorization of emergency use. They need to realize this in the DOD.
Well, and in fact, even if the shots are given full FDA approval, which I anticipate they'll rush this through despite all the adverse numbers and adverse reactions and deaths that these shots are causing, you still have other federal law for these individuals, such as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and many other laws that protect these men and women in the military. This particular soldier who wrote to us, he's been there nearly 20 years, and you know, those that signed up on 9/11, they're approaching the 20th year anniversary of 9/11 2021. So they will have been in the military around 20 years. Some are 18 years, but they're pushing 20 years. Just in this time frame, they have been at war continuously for all the time that they are in the military. So here, back in this situation with the same soldier, he writes, he says, "We have missed birthdays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, events with our family, children. We have been separated from them. Why? Because we put our lives on the line and we love our country to defend freedom. We should not treat these people this way, I say, because these people are heroes. They have sacrificed so much.
They are not human guinea pigs.
They're not human guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And if you look at, let's look at some of the human guinea pigs that they were told in the past, oh, it's safe and effective. From 1932 to 1972, the CDC conducted the so-called Tuskegee syphilis experiment on African Americans living in Tennessee. Despite being told that they would receive free medical care and that the testing would only last 6 months, the CDC dragged it out for 40 years. Mm. Despite the discovery of a simple and effective cure for the disease discovered in 1947, the CDC did not inform participants and instead let their symptoms kill them in slow, agonizing deaths. Now, you go back to the 1990s. This was under George Bush. The U.S. Army gave another experimental drug at that time, mandating it to military personnel, to active duty soldiers, and it was the crisis of the anthrax. Remember that? The anthrax scare back then with the white powder? Well, 30 years later, this mandated shot on our military. We're now seeing soldiers that are continuing to suffer from drug poisoning that comes from this failed experimental shot.
And, you know, that reminds me, too, what happened in Nuremberg in Germany when the Nazi doctors, and I use that word lightly, were taking prisoners and using them for human experiments.
Yeah, these soldiers are not human guinea pigs.
Yeah,
they're not human guinea pigs. And, you know, we look, for example, at another time in here, an era, in the 1970s, it was now, at that time, President Gerald Ford. President Gerald Ford and the CDC were pushing the swine flu. The swine flu, they say, oh, it's going to kill hundreds of thousands of people. Lots of hundreds of thousands of people are going to die. It was puff piece. They showed how easy it was to get this shot in your arm. The CDC made these ads, made it look very easy and safe. It was a patriotic thing to do. And you know what? Like now, when these drugs were rushed to market, and I understand you want to cut through the bureaucracy, but look, there's some things that you just can't expedite and have them safe. And one of those things is vaccines. You can't expedite these drugs like that, put them to market, because you just don't have the data. And you have to be very, very careful. Well, we should have learned from the 1970s. They did a similar warp speed from beginning to deployment for the swine flu. It went through very quickly, went out, and people were getting it. And then they found out that people got Guillain-Barré syndrome. They've got other kinds of syndrome. And then 53 people died.
One of my cousin was one of those people.
That got that?
He was the first one in Florida to die, and he got the Guillain-Barré from that shot.
From the swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that was one of the, you know, we had 53 people total die, and they said, you know, that's too much. We need to stop it. And they stopped the swine flu, 53 deaths. Mm-hmm. We have more than 53 dying every single day from these COVID shots. than all the people collectively that died from the swine flu, and we stopped it after 53 deaths. And yet now we have more than 53 deaths every single day from these COVID shots, and we're still giving the false narrative that they're safe and effective. Now, look, it doesn't matter what position you have, whether you like the shot, whether you don't like the shot, whether you have the shot, whether you're never going to have the shot. Fact is, nobody should be forced to put any drug, this one particularly, but any drug into their body. You should not have anyone force you. It is wrong. For more information and for assistance, go to lc.org. Click on the Legal Help tab, lc.org, Legal Help tab. You can also go to lc.org/vaccine for much more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.